Oh, well, we love it, mate. Like, we don't like love it, like, as in we'd rather be here than out there. But like, when that all comes around, like, you know, the boys will. You know, we all rise to the occasion. Like myself and a few other boys, we done a dance in that for NAIDOC the other night. And, you know, there was a few boys that had never danced before. And, you know, they jumped in. They only had one night's practice too, mind you, like a couple of these boys. And, you know, they sort of, they gave it their best, which is all we could have asked for, you know, and that's what it was all about, you know. But, yeah, it was good. And, you know, but NAIDOC, like, you just come in. You've been coming in for as long as I can remember since I've been coming in, 15 years, you know. So that was when I first came to jail, actually. So yeah, so you know, I've grown along beside the radio each year, you know. So and you know, you just give us something to look forward to. We come down here, and, you know, we have yarmulkes, and that it sort of takes us away from the prison for the day, you know. You know, we get some good food and the traditional foods and that we, you know, otherwise, like, meats like crocodile, stuff like that, like, it's not cheap meat, and it's not, you know, from in here, we can't access it, so the only time we can is during NAIDOC. So, you know, Dan and I brought back the biggest plate to myself.
On Tuesday night.
Enough for four or five people, but I smashed it to myself in one night, so, you know, I loved it, and, so.
Make hay while the sun shines, huh?
Yeah, that's right, well, it wasn't coming out of my pocket, you know, so I just had as much as I could. but, you know, like, boys, we do a lot of little activities around the prison, like, during NAIDOC and that, and sort of, it feels different that week. You know, it just feels, it's just something different. Like, you know, we're on a natural high through that week, you know, which is good, you know, because otherwise we just, you know, we sit around, we, you know, do it hard, think about our families, all that sort of stuff. And it's sort of, for myself, like, I'm at the moment, I've got DHS trying to take my daughter because of mistakes I've made in my life. And, you know, so for myself dealing with that, NAIDOC is just sort of just, you know, taking a massive load off. And, you know what I mean? Like, I've got, you know, a lot of people that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to see them, but because it was NAIDOC, they came in and sort of, you know, some people, it might only take two or three words from a certain person, which sort of, you know, it just carries all them problems away. And, you know, so for me, I'm glad NAIDOC came when it did, because, yeah, I started to struggle there for a bit, you know, so I've got, you know, court coming up in another 4 months. So, you know, but I just, yeah, I really wish for once I was outside for NAIDOC, you know. I've been out there since I was a kid for NAIDOC, you know, doing the march and stuff in the city. Like, that's one of the main things for me. Like, NAIDOC marching through the city, like, that's a big deal to me, you know what I mean? And I haven't been able to do that for so long because of bad choices I've made, you know what I mean? So, you know, each year I get out and I try to make, you know, one or two decisions different than I've done the year before, and I'm slowly moving in the right direction. I'll get
but
there.
even talking about it,
yeah,
you're on that journey.
Yeah, you're on that journey. Admitting it, you're on that right track. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's I send one of my spirits there every year. You know what I mean? If I'm here, I'll push one of them followers, go and go.
But it's beautiful that you've come to the realization that yeah, you're wanting to be out there for NAIDOC. It's beautiful that you're saying you had a beautiful NAIDOC and you love what happens during NAIDOC week in a hellhole like this. But, yeah, it's time to go home. Eh?
Yeah, well, that's right. I want to move on to bigger and better things. Like, when I was growing up, last thing I thought was I was going to be a career criminal and going to be in and out of prison for my whole life. You know, I mean, like, now these days, I want to be a juvenile worker. I want to be a youth worker. So, you know, I mean, for myself now, like, every year I'm spending in here is a waste of a year. That, you know, in that year, what I could have done for a younger fella struggling on the streets or whatever, you know, and making them wrong decisions where in the same spot I would have made them as I was growing up. I could be out there helping someone, getting something, you know, for myself. I've taken so much from people in the community. So, you know, for me it's a lot to do with I want to give something back. And, you know what I mean, instead of, you know, causing all this pain and you know, sadness for my, you know, whether it's drugs or just being greedy, I want the money, whatever. Mm. You know, I want to feel good about myself at the end of the day, and I want my kids to be able to look up to me saying, you know, my dad's such and such, you know, he might have made mistakes when he was young, but he's doing his best to make it up to the community. You know,
it's
mate?
A powerful thing.
Yeah.
What you're actually acknowledging and talking about is very powerful.
Mm.
It's easy to talk about,
but
your honesty in where you are and where you want to be, there's a bridge that needs to be crossed.
Well, that's right. I've tried to cross that bridge many times over the last, you know, say 10 years. But every time I get so far and I stumble and fall.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but you're wanting to get there, Uncle. You're wanting to get there.
You will. Amen.
Like, it's a beautiful thought.
Yeah. Man, eventually, you know, as long as I keep trying, giving it my all, like, you know,
it's all you can
one
do.
Day I'll make it there. You know what I mean? Because for our people, there's so much in the world for us to be doing. You know what I mean? And you know, I'd love to be able to walk down the street and not give any other person in Australia a reason to look at me the wrong way because, you know what I mean, because of my background, the way I dress, whatever, the way I talk, you know what I mean? At least that way, I'm shutting people up the right way. And, you know, that's going to be, that when no one can say nothing bad about me, that's when I know that I've made it. You know what I mean? I know I've done the right thing, you know?